We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are live in Houston this morning. It's debate number 3 of the Democratic presidential candidates. Aaron Kotursky is there. And Aaron, what are we in for?
Well, I think we're in for primarily one night of debate as opposed to two, because only 10 Democrats qualified for this debate, and they're all going to share a stage. And that puts the three frontrunners on stage, Susan, for the first time in this presidential cycle. So Joe Biden flanked by Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Are they going to attack each other? I don't know. They're all popular among Democratic primary voters, so going after one another may not be the best course. But you never know. Joe Biden said he's already prepared to at least draw some distinctions.
It's over 3 hours, which is kind of a long time for a debate, especially when we're talking about a primary debate.
I don't know. We'll see how long it goes. Look, there's a lot of candidates on one stage, and there's a lot to ask them about. We know that they've been talking about different subjects, but I think the hope now is that the deeper into the race this goes, it's time to get a little bit more specific. Now, we're hosting it here at ABC News, though I have to say my colleagues George Stephanopoulos and Lindsay Davis and David Muir have not revealed exactly what they're going to ask.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the format, Aaron, for tonight?
Standard question and answer. I mean, there's nothing, I don't think anything terribly different about this format that's going to lead to something more revelatory than another. But the hope is for good exchanges and to let the candidates breathe a little bit with 60-second answers. And none of this like rapid fire stuff, because that doesn't ever seem terribly useful,
and never really seems to work either. People go on and on with their answers. It is the first time to see all of these heavy hitters on the stage at the same time, because they were split up before.
And over two nights, and the different matchups may not have been as satisfying for primary voters who are, set with Joe Biden as frontrunner. He's maintained that status. But we had a poll the other day come out here at ABC with the Washington Post that showed, voters are willing to change their mind. So on one hand, it solidified Joe Biden's position as the frontrunner among Democratic primary voters. But also voters who said, no, if it's someone else, that's okay too, as long as they can beat President Trump come November.
How have tickets been distributed for this?
That's a good question. I don't know. I know there's about 3,500 people in the hall. The set is fantastic. It's in an arena, like a sports arena at Texas Southern University, historically black college, in a state that is thought to be, by the Democrats, to be in play for them after the nearly successful Senate run by Beto O'Rourke. He, though, is on the edge of this debate stage, and he's someone who is looking to have one of those breakout moments to revive his flagging campaign.
Yeah, he needs kind of a home court advantage, so to speak, because it's been, from his announcement, everyone was very excited to now he's really lost in the shuffle over the past couple of months.
Yeah, and he seemed to have a nice moment after the El Paso shooting. There was, he dropped a few F-bombs that seemed to endear him with some voters. But, we're hoping he doesn't do that on stage tonight. But he's not the only Texan in the race. Julian Castro likes to remind everyone that he is also from Texas, from San Antonio. And so for him, he also believes he's on, a home court advantage.
This is already going to be the third debate. We haven't even reached the year 2020 yet. Is this Democrats kind of making up for what was a major criticism of them leading up to 2016?
It is in some ways, they're being very, very deliberate about this. And if you listen to Tom Perez, the party chairman, he says he wants the voters and Americans of all parties to get a good sense of the candidates. And, it cuts two ways. I mean, on one hand, the longer Joe Biden has to debate his rivals, the more, banged up he risks getting. On the other hand, This does put all these people squarely in the minds of voters months and months ahead of when they'll actually have to make a choice. And, you know, it is kind of nearing-ish with the Iowa caucuses coming up at the turn of the year. So the candidates, I think, are looking to gain some kind of traction. And that's especially true for those who aren't at the edges of the stage, but kind of in the middle, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, Cory Booker, who are still looking for some kind of breakout moment to carry them through. And for those Democrats that didn't qualify but are still in the race, Tulsi Gabbard and Tom Steyer, who have actually qualified for the fourth debate, they're going to stick around.
You mentioned that fourth debate. I mean, for some of these people on the stage, it might be the last time we really ever see them in a public spotlight. But then there's others you mentioned kind of sticking around who weren't even able to make this stage, who are going to be part of another one.
And in the case of Gabbard and Steyer, they've already qualified, so they've been able to convince donors to keep them going. For somebody like a Bill de Blasio, you really question why he's in the race at all anymore, other than a vanity project. But there's no rule to say you have to drop out at a certain stage. So they're going to keep going, perhaps all the way to the end. But the thinking is that perhaps after this debate, the field will start to cull a little bit further.
All right. Aaron Katursky, live in Houston this morning. Our coverage begins at 7 o'clock tonight. The debate from 8 until 11.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.